Ready for another week? Yeah, there's not. That's what we need. All right. Well, we're getting a good day today, and try to get a little bit of jump on New Orleans tomorrow, so we can get down there and be prepared to practice against them this week. So it's a good week for our football team on a lot of different levels. Hopefully, we can do a good job of taking advantage of it and getting the most out of it. So looking forward to it.
About a play from the preseason opener. It was Trey Flowers' sack. And I was just curious, from that rush, what you saw that he did well that put him in position to make the play, it seemed like his leverage was excellent on the rush. I'm curious what you saw from
that. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, he generally plays a good leverage. He has longer arms and uses his hands well. He did that on that play. Showed some acceleration to the quarterback.
Yeah, a player at his size, it's 6'2", but with the long arms, is that a little bit of a different combination than you see from players that size in terms of the arm length?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyone that stands out to you just from the past that maybe, I was thinking Doomerville, but that's...
I've never really coached him, but that's probably, I think he's like 6 feet, but same kind of... thing.
Just overall, what has Trey shown you from when he first got here, rookie camp, to now, in terms of picking things up, and what has he done?
Good. I think he's an instinctive player. I've asked him to do a lot of things. He's played in a number of different positions. Played the kicking game, which wasn't something that he did a lot of at Arkansas, but he's a tough kid. Works really hard, and he seems to have a nose and instinct for the ball.
We don't have any injury reports coming up for a while, but if we put a little something together on Trey, are we going to be okay? Like, we're not going to lose him to, injured reserve or anything like that?
You got the inside track on that stuff, Mike. You probably know more than I do.
Go on the subject of leveraging. When a guy goes from playing on the outside and the edge to moving inside, and I'm thinking maybe of the exact moment put on a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. What are the adjustments? I you're supposed to play with good leverage wherever you are, but is that one of the biggest adjustments for a player moving inside, that he's got established leverage, so playing high on the outside?
I think, you put it well, Bob. You always want to play with good leverage, no matter where you are, but the players out at the end of the line, the tackles and the defensive ends are generally longer and maybe have a little tendency to play higher. A lot of times you have players that are a little bit shorter in the interior positions, although there's some 6'4" guards too, so I wouldn't characterize them all that way. But generally speaking, a little less length inside than outside. I think the biggest difference, though, is just the how fast everything happens inside and how quickly they have to react, whichever side of the ball they're on. I mean, I'd say, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's got to be pretty high, 85%, 90% of the time, the offensive tackle blocks a defensive end, I mean, in a four-man line anyway. So if you did that on every play offensively, you'd probably get most of them right. Inside, it's a little bit different. Centers and guards block combinations of linebackers and defensive linemen, depending on how the plays unfold and how the if there's movement inside, which usually there's a little more movement inside than there is outside. So for a defensive tackle, you have the potential down block, double team blocks from both sides, both the tackle and guard, or center and guard, or if you're on the nose from either guard with the center. So there's a lot more of a question of where they're coming from, whereas for a defensive end, the number of times he gets down blocked on by a tight end, or it happens, but the frequency is a lot lower. So how quickly those guys are on you and how they can come from different spots is, that's a much higher variety, and it happens pretty quickly. I'd say that's a big adjustment in there.
Just to kind of piggyback off that same topic with Geno Grissom, I know in college he played a lot of different spots, but how have you seen him adjust to what he's done here? It looks like he's played some outside, some inside too.
Yeah, same thing. He's probably, Trey played inside against a couple teams. I want to say in the LSU LSU was one, but Geno played in there more. They have a couple of pretty good defensive ends at Oklahoma, and so he was kind of the guy that moved inside, you know, with Stryker and the other kid that will probably be out this year. So he moved a little bit inside, but he's played out on the edge a decent amount too. He played four technique his junior year and then 13. Last year, a little bit more on the edge, outside linebacker. So he's had more experience doing that. I think that's maybe come a little bit more naturally to him. He's also gotten a lot of reps in the kicking game, which you know, has been good. He's an athletic player, but that's something that he hadn't done a lot of. But I would say his overall experience in the inside positions is just, you know, more than say Trey's was. Although Trey had some too, and we've been working them both in there. So. You know, they're both getting it.
You mentioned his athleticism, but special teams-wise, what is it about his game that has made him good? I think we saw him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's 200, whatever he is, 265, 270 pounds. He runs well. You know, he's athletic. He can change directions in space, and he covers ground. I mean, he can run down the field, you know, punts, kickoffs, you know, get back, and or even on the kick returns, you know, be able to either cover match up with his man or get back and get set up, you know, on the kick return game, playing the wedge, adjust in space. So he's, you know, for a big guy, he moves well. He's got good athleticism.
Bill, I was wondering what you thought of Gerard's camp and coming off the shortened season and how much you think the younger players look up to him.
I think everybody looks up to Gerard. I think, you know, Gerard's was a captain from his second year on. Like Devin, you know, it's unusual to see players, a little bit unusual, I think, to see players be a captain in their second year. I think that takes kind of a special person to earn that much respect in a short amount of time. So Gerard did that. Devin did that. It's not really that long of a list. But I think everybody looks up to him, not just the younger players, although they certainly do. But, you know, Gerard's made progress day by day from – you know, last year in the off season, even during the season when he was, you know, working every day in his rehab to the off season, to this spring, to this training camp, he's, you know, nobody works harder than Gerard does, and you know, I think he's making progress day by day. So we'll just, you know, see where that gets to, but he's, you know, coming along. We've asked him to do a little bit more, either by volume or. You know, either the amount of work that he does, or maybe we've increased the intensity of a little bit in the 2.5 weeks that we've been in training camp. I think he's handled all those, you know, well. And so we'll just keep going here and see how it goes.
Bill, when you talk about conditioning, obviously at this time of year, every team is building that. But on a day like today or the next couple of days, maybe even West Virginia, what are you looking for specifically in terms of conditioning from the players, how they respond, how they bounce back? What exactly do you look for?
Well, I mean, it depends on the position, but, you know, the guys who do a lot of running do a lot of running. The guys that do a lot of, like, boxers, you know, leaning and pushing other heavy bodies, you know, with a lot of force and a lot of, you know, trying to move heavy people in short distances and move quickly in short spaces, I mean, it's a different kind of conditioning. But they're all important. Each player has position-specific type of conditioning. That's why when we condition the players, we do some overall general conditioning that everybody does, but we also do a lot of our conditioning where we break it up into specific groups. So a receiver's conditioning is different from an offensive lineman's conditioning and so forth. So, or a special teams player's conditioning who may go in for one play and then be out for a few and then go in for one play. So it's just different. So.
Do you talk with Jim Whalen and the medical staff anymore on a day, on a week like this, or is it just a standard operating procedure?
Yeah, we talk every day. I mean, we always try to, you know, get the most out of every opportunity we have to practice. Again, those are limited, so we try to get the most out of them. And each player's physical conditioning is his physical condition and his conditioning are unique to that player. So. Even players at a certain position, there may be different conditioning levels of those players within that condition, so within that position. So some guys need extra. Some guys, frankly, don't need as much, you know, from whatever the norm is, whatever the standard is. So we try to take that on a case-by-case basis. And again, we modify it for some specific positions and specific people, but at the same time, you know, try to build a team, team chemistry and, you know, team, the teamwork part of it. At some point, everybody has to do everything together. So there's a balance there.
What have you seen from John Dufresne and James Morris so far in camp?
Well, you know, Jonathan wasn't with us last year. He came in the spring. He had a real good offseason, good spring in terms of his physical conditioning and development and also learning our defense and the communication and so forth. James, even though he didn't obviously practice last year, he was here for a lot of meetings. He's a smart kid, and he has a very good understanding of our defense. And so he might have been a little bit, even going into his second year, I'd say that part of his game was pretty, you know, pretty good. He really needed the physical development and the actual playing and so forth. And so he's got a lot of reps, and, you know, he's taken a lot of snaps. I think both players are progressing well. I think both of them can help us defensively and in the kicking game and have some versatility. So I think it's good competition, good depth at that position.
So when you go away for 5 days for joint practices and then a game, do you plan to bring everyone, or is it smarter for the guys that are maybe working their way back from something or won't practice or play that they're better off staying here?
Right. Yeah, again, it really, it's an individual conversation. We talk about each player that would fall into that category. What would be the best thing for him? And then we have to utilize our resources, but it could go either way. We could, some guys we'll take for, depending on their injury or their situation. Other guys we won't. So it's really on a case-by-case basis. You know, if we feel like we can get productive work with them and so forth, then that's a reason to take them. But, you know, I don't think anybody would recommend a lot of travel for somebody rehabbing from injury. I don't think that's like the top of the, like, here's how you get better quick. You know, travel, jump on a couple of planes, fly around the country. I don't really. So that's generally not part of the prescribed rehabilitation. But if there's good reason, you know, for the person to travel, for them to get, you know, whatever work it is, or do whatever it is wherever we are, then that's something we would talk about.
And just to follow up on a couple new players that you guys have added over the past, let's say, 4 or 5 days, just Roy, the guard from the Bears, and Casey Walker coming back, who we're obviously familiar with. What are your thoughts on?
I mean, you know, Casey, you know, we lost him off our practice squad last year to Baltimore, and then that's kind of recycled. So, you know, we liked working with him last year. Now we have another opportunity to do that, so we'll see how that goes. And, you know, Ryan gives us some depth in the interior part of the line, a little bit of experience. You know, he's played in there. I think he started 3 or 4 games last year. So we'll put him in competition with the other players that we have there. And, you know, in the end, kind of felt like he was would give us a little more competition and was better able to compete in the position, his position, than, you know, the player we traded. So,
Coach, when you go on a trip like this, will you yourself have any time for fun? I didn't know if you'd get on the old white course at the Greenbrier.
Yeah, no, I don't think there'll be any golf clubs on this trip. I think this is it's a business trip. There's a lot of things that we can do to help our football team. You know, we have a lot of work to do when we're down there, both with the Saints and then also, you know, watching the practices and you know, now that the preseason games are starting to roll in, looking at our early opponents as well as the teams that will be upcoming on our preseason schedule, the Panthers and the Giants. You know, really now is the type of time of year when a lot of times you're looking at, you know, 3, 4, 5 different teams. New Orleans, getting ahead on Carolina, the Giants, Pittsburgh, obviously. Teams in the early part of the schedule, just to kind of start to get a feel for them of what you did in the off season. Is that kind of what we're seeing now in training camp or preseason games from them, or are they, you know, doing something different? What new players do they have? How are they utilizing them? Where are they showing up on the depth chart? We don't know that when we do the spring scouting reports for sure. Back in May, for example, or June, at least now there's some tape, there's some evidence of, you know, this is where the guy's playing, this is who he's playing behind or with or whatever it is. So, yeah. So, honestly, we have quite a few – we have quite a bit to do. I mean, it's a big trip for us, both for our team, but we also have to, you know, try to keep staying ahead of, you know, things that are becoming up pretty quickly. So, yeah, I don't think this is – this won't be a big golf weekend. Nor does it need to be. All right. Great. Thank you.